Are you ready to glitterize your day? Let's get right to it. I'm the Samantha Parker, and here's your daily dose of glitter. Hey, my glitter bestie bitches. Sometimes I start the podcast out, Trish, and I'm like, how do we start this? Are they besties? Are they bitches? Like, we're just like a glitter crew. What would you say?
All the above, BBs.
The BBs? Oh, Lacey actually on a past podcast was telling us how she calls you your BB. What does it stand for?
It stood for bitch buddy because when
it is. I thought it must be best buddies.
No, everyone thought that. But when I met her, I met her through talking about our health journey. We went on this huge lifestyle health journey together. We had a lot of autoimmune diseases and our spouses at the time, we were both married, literally never even got headaches. And so we became each other's bitch buddy. We could like vent and everything. Now I know how toxic that could be, but yeah, we were bitch buddies.
Hey, sometimes you got to be like, look, I'm having a hard time. Like, here's what's going on. And it's like, instead of internalizing it, you know? So I think it's okay. Okay. So you guys are like,
now it stands for boss babes.
Boss babes. Okay. I like boss babes too. I'm all about the girl bit, girl boss, boss babe. I'm like into it. If you guys are like, what are you talking about? Go back and listen to the past few days. Right now, I'm doing a special guest series with Trish DeMarcus. She's a badass, all things wellness and integrating your DNA. And I'm just super happy you're here. Okay. But I need to hear a little bit more about your health journey. You said you had all these issues, all these things going on. Like, what was going on, man?
Oh, I had two babies in a year and a half apart. And after my second child, it was, when they say it was like a light switch went off in your body, I just started having every kind of symptom. I was chronically fatigued. I got diagnosed with chronic fatigue, really bad gut issues, a lot of inflammation where I would just wake up and I wouldn't even be able to like turn my neck, raise my arm, having to go migraines, just overall exhaustion. And they just kept throwing diagnoses at me. It's fibro. I got every label under the sun, but really it was just my body, I think, so depleted now that I know my genes. I have MTHFR. Anyway.
What is that? Hold on. What is that?
It's a big gene. It stands for the mother effer gene. Just kidding. It's a methylation gene. It's basically how your body creates cell membranes. It's how your body 250 processes in the body. I'm like, this is getting too sciencey because it's getting sciencey if I talk about methylation. So anyway, back to my story for honestly, just going to doctor and getting diagnoses, but they couldn't tell me why and what was wrong with me. And so, yeah, Lacey and I just went down this big journey of eating every kind of way. We spent $1,800 from this famous doctor who had written these books to get your Epstein-Barr virus, which we both were diagnosed with, to get our EBV viral load down. I was taking 52 supplements a day following this protocol, and I became bedridden. And a local doctor in town was like kind of my last hurrah. And he asked if he could test me for this gene, MTHFR. This was like 9 years ago, this one gene he tested for. And that's when I found out that I can't have folic acid. It doesn't convert. And went home and looked at my supplements, every single one of them had folic acid in them. So
you're basically like poisoning yourself.
Poisoning myself. Yeah.
Like, what the hell? Okay. What is folic acid though? And that's so it gave me like full body chills. I don't know why, because I think it's such a powerful thing to know. And it's like the stuff we're putting in our body is making us sick. But even though if you go out there and you found a doctor who's like, follow this protocol, because like I've had Epstein-Barr as well. And they're like, do this, you know, it's like, but actually like I'm just like, it feels frustrating.
It is. So folic acid is actually what doctors tell you to take, especially in your prenatals. And that's, you know, people with MTHFR, why it's been studied is it's high rate of miscarriage and infertility issues. Folic acid is the man-made synthetic form of folate. And we are folate deficient as a nation. We don't eat dark leafy greens. It's depleted. We don't eat a lot of high folate rich foods. So our government has fortified and enriched our foods. So it's sprayed on rice, any kind of grain. It's in any kind of sup. It's in everything, cereal, bread, crackers. So we are consuming mass amounts of folic acid.
This is super bothering to me.
Yeah. And your body doesn't know what to do with it or convert it. And it actually blocks your folate receptors. So then you become folate deficient. And that's a major B vitamin. And it affects, like I said, pretty much everything. There's books written on that gene. There's websites devoted to it. Just that one alone.
You know, when I've talked about anything, building businesses, building lifestyles that we want, things, I think so often we leave our bodies out of it. And I did for a long, long time. Like, I gained a ton of weight, like during the Badassery magazine era. And it was like, I was just hustle, hustle, hustle. I would have like tons of adrenal fatigue going on. And it was interesting. So I was like, no, I just got to build this business. But I think like sometimes we don't realize that like we're trying to build a certain lifestyle and we have to focus on our bodies first.
Absolutely. The better you feel, the more you attract, you know, you feel better, your frequency's higher, you're going to attract more. You won't have to work as hard. That's what I'm discovering for myself.
Amen to that, girl. Okay. So we will see you guys tomorrow. Trisha's going to give you some of her favorite tips for showing up for your best life. And thank you guys for being here on The Glitter. Bye.